This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, the City of Milwaukee, and Governor Tony Evers are expected to bring more clarity this week about the status of the April 7th election during the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Evers would like all 3.3 million registered voters in the state to have an absentee ballot and the ballots to be mailed in to minimize in-person voting next week. Evers wants the Republican-controlled legislature to formally back his plan, but GOP leaders are calling the governor things like reckless. Yesterday, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who now supports the absentee vote, said many city poll workers are backing out of showing up on the 7th. Barrett said that includes chief inspectors at the voting sites.
The chief inspectors are the individuals when you walk in to vote. Those are the people that are running the site. And we've lost a high number of chief inspectors who don't feel that it would be safe for them to work.
Barrett says he also doesn't want people who test positive for COVID-19 after the April 2nd deadline to request an absentee ballot to show up at the polls.
We do not want, and that could be dozens if not hundreds of people, we don't, for their own sake and for the sake of the poll workers, and for the sake of other voters, we don't want them to have to go vote.
But the state Republican Party says county clerks in Milwaukee and Dane counties are encouraging absentee voters to ignore voter ID requirements. The GOP has asked the state Supreme Court to take an immediate look, and a response from Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell is due by this afternoon. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission held an emergency meeting to consider investigations into the two clerks. On tie votes, members shot down motions to simply tell the clerks they're wrong. Democratic appointee Mark Thompson ridiculed the potential of scolding or investigations, saying the focus should be on the election.
We should be focusing on how to make it safe and how to get poll workers.
No one on the commission then proposed investigations, so the issue appears moot. There are still several active lawsuits about the April 7th vote, with some groups saying absentee ballots won't get to some people and the election should be delayed. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.